Chapter 10. At a little after 8 a.m., LaGuerta came over to where I was sitting on the trunk of my car. She leaned her tailored haunch onto the car and slid over until our thighs were touching. I waited for her to say something, but she didn't seem to have any words for the occasion. Neither did I. So I sat there for several minutes, looking back at the bridge, feeling the heat of her leg against mine, and wondering where my shy friend had gone with his truck. But I was yanked out of my quiet daydream by a pressure on my thigh. I looked down at my pants leg. LaGuerta was kneading my thigh as if it were a lump of dough. I looked up at her face. She looked back. "They found the body," she said. "You know, the rest of it that goes with the head." I stood up. "Where?" She looked at me the way a cop looks at somebody who finds corpseless heads in the street. But she answered. "Office Depot Center," she said. "Where the Panthers play?" I asked, and a little icy-fingered jolt ran through me. "On the ice?" LaGuerta nodded, still watching me. "The hockey team," she said. "Is that the Panthers?" "I think that's what they're called," I said. I couldn't help myself. She pursed her lips. "They found it stuffed into the goalie's net." "Visitors or home?" I asked. She blinked. "Does that make a difference?" I shook my head. "Just a joke, detective." "Because I don't know how to tell the difference. I should get somebody there who knows about hockey," she said, her eyes finally drifting away from me and across the crowd, searching for somebody carrying a puck. "I'm glad you can make a joke about it," she added. "What's a..." She frowned, trying to remember. "A samboli?" "A what?" She shrugged. "Some kind of machine. They use it on the ice." "A Zamboni?" "Whatever. The guy who drives it. He takes it out on the ice to get ready for practice this morning. A couple of the players, they like to get there early. And they like the ice fresh, so this guy, the..." She hesitated slightly. "The Zamboni driver? He comes in early on practice days. And so he drives this thing out onto the ice. And he sees these packages stacked up. Down there in the goalie's net? So he gets down and he takes a look." She shrugged again. "Dokes is over there now. He says they can't get the guy to calm down enough to say any more than that." "I know a little about hockey," I said. She looked at me again with somewhat heavy eyes. "So much I don't know about you, Dexter. You play hockey?" "No, I never played," I said modestly. "I went to a few games." She didn't say anything, and I had to bite my lip to keep from blathering on. In truth, Rita had season tickets for the Florida Panthers, and I had found to my very great surprise that I liked hockey. It was not merely the frantic, cheerfully homicidal mayhem I enjoyed. There was something about sitting in the huge, cool hall that I found relaxing, and I would happily have gone there even to watch golf. In truth, I would have said anything to make LaGuerta take me to the rink. I wanted to go to the arena very badly. I wanted to see this body stacked in the net on the ice more than anything else I could think of. Wanted to undo the neat wrapping and see the clean, dry flesh. I wanted to see it so much that I felt like a cartoon of a dog on point. Wanted to be there with it so much that I felt self-righteous and possessive about the body.